Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A couple of golf notes real quickly, because I just saw this on the Twitter timeline. CT Pan, his caddy, the legend, Mike Fluff Cohen, which if you don't know of Mike Fluff Cohen.
I do not.
Nickname is Fluff. I'm assuming for that wicked stash that he has. He has a great, great lip tickler. And he apparently slipped coming down the hill on the third hole. It's a wet, rainy day out there at the RBC Canadian. He slipped going down the hole, down a hill on the third hole. One was unable to continue caddying, so hope he's okay. But a random fan was asked to carry his clubs the rest of the day, and they got footage of this guy just waltzing down the fairway, throwing on the caddy uniform, like the little sheath that they throw on themselves.
That is
like,
so cool.
And this dude, like, he is wearing knee-high cargo pants, New Balances. He's got a Milwaukee's Best boiler hanging out. Like, this guy looks...
That's his dream come true.
Oh, my... He's shaking hands with a couple of the other caddies, one of the golfers. Like, he looks like he was like, I don't know how this is happening. I think this is him shaking CT Pan's hand right there. And then, an update, minutes after that, 30-something minutes later, a random fan took over for that caddy. So CT Pan is now on his third caddy of the day, two of them being random fans in the audience.
Hey, Bobby, you think it's 7-wood here? Like, yeah. What the hell are we doing?
How do they choose? Like, do they just ask someone that is near there? Like, I don't know how big the gallery is over by the third hole at the RBC Canadian, but like, hey, can you do it? I guess. Like, how do you test someone that quickly to being a caddy on a PGA Tour event on a Sunday?
I know you could get like a guy like Rob who knows everything, or you could get a guy like me who's like, bro, maybe a 4-iron here. I have no freaking idea. This is as close, Joe, I think you can get to the pros without having any actual athletic talent. Maybe like the NHL fill-in goalie, where they have literally had to call a guy in from the crowd at times. Yeah. It's in an NHL game, a professional hockey game at the highest level, to get somebody to stand in goal.
I feel
it's
like they
insane.
Have it like by city.
Yeah.
Like each city that they're in, there is a replacement goalie that is like a broker or something like that.
Yeah, he's like he owns a bar.
Ready to go at any point. So like, yeah, but seeing the video of the first fan that they selected, like, he looks like the quintessential dad of a softball team. Again, like 5'9", like I said, the boiler just hanging out, the big old gut. He's got the cargo shorts that are above the knees. It is just perfect. And he is just waltzing down the fairway, throwing on the caddy uniform. That's fantastic. I was actually on the LPGA website the other day because they have the Portland Open or the Portland Classic in August, and I was looking at some of the volunteer positions out of curiosity. Like, okay, what can you volunteer? Apparently, you can volunteer to be a caddy at this event. And I was like, man, what a...
No way.
Yeah. I was like, dude, sign me up. I don't know what kind of experience you need there, but also I don't want that pressure. Like if they're asking me, like, what do you think here? Like, well, seeing that I have never played Columbia Edgewater before and I have no idea how much better you are than me and what you can hit your irons and your driver and everything, just do what you feels best. Just go for it. That's what that'll be my go-to line. Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
You got this. You got this. Just show support, basically. There was another golf note I wanted to get to, but I'm losing it at this moment in time. But let's get to Hard Knocks. We have a team, and it is, believe it or not, the Chicago Bears are going to be on Hard Knocks this year on HBO. Number one overall pick, Justin Fields. I wish, right?
Freudian slip there.
Nope, not Justin Fields. He's over in Pittsburgh now. Caleb Williams. The number one overall pick is going to be featured on Hard Knocks. And this is the first time that Hard Knocks has had the number one overall pick on the show since, I believe, it was Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
As a rookie, that is.
Yeah, because they had Jared Goff in the Rams, but they didn't really feature him much.
So. Yeah, and I don't...
after he was drafted.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I don't think that was his rookie season.
No, it was. Yeah. It was like a year or two after he was
so
drafted.
So this is... Yeah. That also was the same Hard Knocks that we got the... the Cleveland Browns, like offensive lineman or D lineman, that huge, the guy that
the coach,
said
hot,
yeah, exactly.
And with his stomach gut, is lit.
That moved every time, and then he went on the rant of, why do we need to do all this stretching? We didn't do any stretching before we stormed the beaches of Normandy.
Ah, yes, he's like those guys did push ups, sit ups, and jumping jacks.
Why do we have to do all this stretching?
Like
we won a world war without having to do stretch.
Two world wars.
There's probably
two world wars, Joe.
There's probably some calisthenics, I'm sure, that were involved in preparing for, I don't know, the world war.
Let's hope. I mean, good God. Like, that, it's like the Bill Belichick, like Tom Brady and his effing bands. Like, guess what? Stretching works, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I will say that the Bears being on here did shock me. Like, this is the first year that they're going to be on there. They kind of have this air about them, I feel like, in that front office. Like, well, we don't need to do that. Like, we're the Bears. Like, we're one of the marquee franchises. I wouldn't say, you know, as far as performance goes, but they've been around for forever. And I could have sworn that I saw that the Giants were going to be on this, but maybe they were one of the finalists as far as teams that were going to be on it. But the Bears end up being the team selected for Hard Knocks. And this is going to show us a lot more about Caleb Williams behind the scenes. This is huge for Matt Eberflus and whether or not people are going to be sold on him going forward. Obviously, team performance is going to dictate a lot of that in the season, obviously. But I don't know if a lot of people know of what Matt Eberflus is even like as a person, as a head coach, his personality. So I feel like this is going to definitely give people, obviously, the inside look to him and how he goes about operating the Chicago Bears. And he's in a make it or break it season for himself. So it'll be very interesting in that sense as well. As far as like other players or coaches or things, I'd have to go and look at the roster and the coaching staff because I'm not sure who else would really intrigue me. But you're getting the number one overall pick and Caleb Williams on the show. and you're getting Matt Eberflus, who is in a very important season for his career going forward on Hard Knocks this year. Interesting choice.
Yeah, I didn't. When I saw the initial headline on ESPN, I didn't think anything like of the decision because it was like, okay, that makes total sense. Like, it wasn't something that made me mad. I'm not sure that I'm going to be like tuning in every single week like I was to watch the drama that was the New York Jets last year implementing Aaron Rodgers. You know, that's a little bit different than what. This is basically a tale as old as time, what every team that's trying to be successful basically in a little bit of a revamp is trying to insert a rookie quarterback, learn an entire new offense, and save their head coach's job at the same time. They brought Keenan Allen in. They've brought a couple of other guys in to help supplement that offense with Caleb Williams. The argument was, could we draft this hopefully game-changer quarterback, or could we trade that top pick and draft like seven other guys that could help Justin Fields have a better offense overall? They decided to go with Caleb Williams, and now Matt Eberflus's job, who we all thought basically was done at the end of last year, is really on the line. If he's not successful past like game 10 this year, and I guess success doesn't necessarily have to be record wise, but if we're hearing, you know, tumultuous reports from the locker room or anything happening, like disagreements amongst players, the coaching staff losing the players, like, yeah, Eberflus is gone, and that'll happen mid-season, if not right after. But this is an opportunity on Hard Knocks for him to, as you said, show us his personality. I like that aspect of Hard Knocks. When you show me, like, I just watched, it was like a 10-minute video of the Los Angeles Chargers, just full rookie class, going, signing their contracts, kind of just experiencing day one as an LA Charger and a player at the facility, right? That kind of behind-the-scenes preview, we all absolutely just, I mean, we salivate over. My sports pants get so tight over that. So to see his personality interacting with Caleb Williams, I think that's going to be the must-watch for fans, and I guess it will kind of tell the tale for Matt Eberflus's future. If they get along, you could probably see it trying to work and the GM kind of putting up with a little bit more from Eberflus, but if Caleb Williams and Matt don't get on the same page quickly, bye-bye, Eberflus, because we all know who's going to be there longer at this point.
Right, and from videos, reports of, you know, not playing games, just practicing, apparently, Caleb Williams has looked pretty good to start things. Text line brought this up, and thank you for clarifying. They will have an off-season Hard Knocks, and it will be off-season with the New York Giants. So they're doing a hard...
So now, this is the third version.
So the off-season, I guess this is going to just more focus on, I don't know, the front office and mini camps and OTAs.
Okay.
But the first episode of that, it's a five-parter, that will air on Tuesday, July 2nd. Hard Knocks offseason with the New York Giants. Bring viewers inside the Giants organization as the team prepares for their highly anticipated 100th season. Didn't know that was the case.
Zippity-doo-dah.
So, yeah, I guess it's going to be a little bit more look into the offseason of the front office and coaching and how they're preparing for training camp, I guess. I don't know.
And a good lead-in for the start of training camp Hard Knocks in late August, right?
Now I'm curious if they have selected a in-season...
Oh, yeah, because that was the Arizona Cardinals last year. They were the in-season Hard Knocks.
I don't know.
Which I watched one episode of and then just forgot about.
I'm not going to lie. Hard Knocks, there hasn't been a whole lot of seasons lately that have gotten my attention or kept it. Like, I remember the last one I watched was the Dallas Cowboys one, but I think I tuned out after episode three or something like that.
I mean,
I didn't even finish watching it.
I'm not going to lie. It is like, let's use the most recent example. As a case here with the New York Giants, you know, like I didn't really care about the signing of Dalvin Cook, right? He was on Hard Knocks portrayed as like this huge player that was coming in, going to make a massive effect on the offense. And he literally did nothing. And that there is nothing more frustrating to me as a fan than when this massive production chooses like out of, you know, 70 guys on the roster. Well, this is the obvious choice. We're going to go with Aaron Rodgers, Dalvin Cook, and, you know, Braylon Edwards and one other guy to feature. And then two out of those three guys, Aaron Rodgers, obviously unlucky, but choosing a guy on his downswing and Dalvin Cook to feature on a show like Hard Knocks, just like, what are we doing? You wasted a whole episode on that dude. And I'm like, well, let's, you got to make it more entertaining this year. Let's pick some better people, please. Nothing against Dalvin Cook, but like, what did he do for the Jets? Who cares, right?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, he really did nothing for that team and actually did nothing for the Ravens also after he got when he got traded over there or signed, I think, when they cut him. I don't remember.
I think he had one. He had like a decent game, either at the end of the season or one of the playoffs. That was it.
Also, before we go to break, the texter bringing up about the fan that was chose as the caddy for CT Pan. Desperate to believe that he's giving advice like he and his buddies are six deep and just tearing up a municipal course. We're recommending absolutely impossible shots full of bravado. Yes, I hope that is the case. Like, while the player's like trying to think of something like practical to try and, I don't know, like win the tournament or climb up the leaderboard so that way they can win a bit more money. And the guy's like, dude, fly your 5-iron over this pond and put it within 5 feet. I know you can do it. Go for it. But it's like, I've laid up all weekend. No, not the shot here. Go for it. You know what? Drive her off the deck. Go for it, please. I would love to think that.
Add a little backspin and you got it.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, do you want me to show you how to do it? Because I can do it. I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.